Okay, welcome everybody. It's the Clarion Temple of Oneness on Monday, January 14th of 2013. I'm Mike here with Malaresi.
Hello.
Walking Tara Krista. We're very pleased everyone is here for this journey, because 2013 is going to prove to be our most challenging and rewarding pathway yet, especially before the spring equinox. So let's all just take a deep breath and we'll bring in the unified whole. Zero, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 110, 120, 130, 140, 141, 142, 143, 144. Feel that frequency shift. And we call on the platinum net from Lord Metatron, Lord Melchizedek, and the Mahatma to come down around our full body system, infiltrating us completely. As we breathe out, that is stripped away, taking with it anything of the lower frequencies that can be removed at this time that we are still not processing. And for those things we are processing, we call them the violet flame. From Saint Germain, from our Earth star, encasing us up to our soul star, we become the violet flame. And that will work to remove and transform anything that can be further worked on. You can do this 100 times a day if you need to. Just be the violet flame. And we call upon Paul the Venetian with the pink flame to fill in any areas that have been removed with love and compassion, active intelligence, regeneration. The pink flame knows what to do. Just breathe that in, have those two blend together. And we call it the golden flame from Lord Buddha, Christ consciousness, to fully spin around us and through us, from our Earth star up to our soul star, through our heart chakra, out through our crown. It spins around us in a clockwise manner for ourselves individually and for the group Merkaba. See, Earth star and soul star spin simultaneously, forms a pyramidal-like structure. Is the Merkaba. It's actually two pyramid-like structures. And we place spiritual mirrors on all the faces of the pyramid walls to reflect out anything that is not of the 144 dimensional frequency back to source. You are the Christ consciousness upon the earth. Breathe in that frequency and we'll bring it back down. 143, 142, 141, 140, 130, 120, 110, 100, 90, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. And now we'll just bring that up to the fifth. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And you should all be feeling better. Here is Lady Malaresi to continue. Again, this is the Clarion Temple of Oneness call.
Greetings, everyone. As I shared in my blog over the weekend, that Friday was a new moon, and the Elohim came through with a last-minute message of that day that we were being activated with the angelic presence that is all part of us individually. So over this weekend, if you've been feeling some elements coming to you in fluidness and angelic lightness, this is what is happening to us. But it means that we still have to activate those energies and integrate them fully within our full body structure. So that means our physical, etheric, emotional, and mental, the four-body system needs to be really activated within these elements. So there may be timelines that are going to be coming up when we didn't acknowledge that angelic presence because it was not actively, consciously aware within our essences. So this may be part of what you're going through. I have not done the frequency update yet, so I'm not exactly sure what is going to be happening, but I have a feeling that we'll be hearing from some of the angelic presences tonight to help us ground these energies so that we fully feel that activation of our angelic selves and we are not separate from the angels of the heavens, as we are very much a part of them. So think about these things tonight when we put out our intentions. So Kellen's going to ring the crystal bowl, and please do that now. Just take a deep breath. And we're going to bring in those frequencies of light into our physical essence of the 144th dimension as the colors upon colors, the rainbows of light that we are, of our soul's essence and our I Am presence, the angelic part of us, multidimensional part of us coming down through the Antakarana the Antakarana bridge, into our soul star. Feel it spinning clockwise into each of your chakras. No matter where you are in your chakra grids, if you're just on the third dimensional or bringing in the fourth and the fifth, their chakras are all blending together. We still talk about the base chakras. Let's breathe deeply into the crown, the third eye, the throat, the heart, the solar plexus, the sacral, and the root, and the thymus. As all these colors and colors blend within each other, so that we think about being one unified chakra, blending the energies down our limbs into our legs, into our feet, as the Earth Star and the Soul Star spin simultaneously with these beams of light, activating heaven and earth right within us. We do this on a physical basis by the frequency of light that we've been working with. It also comes down through our shoulder joints, our side meridians, our hip joints, our knees, our ankles, and our feet. Now we're activated with the Merkaba vehicle of light that we are. See, this is a double terminated pointed crystalline star, vertically and horizontally. And we are within that frequency as it spins in a clockwise manner. Let's feel it spinning. We're now going to move into the upper planes of existence where the clarion temple of oneness resides, up through the earth's energy into the solar, the galactic, the universal, the multi-universal. Feel ourselves now landing in a beautiful field of flowers. You now are able to walk with your feet and you feel the essence as you walk across the Rainbow Bridge, which is our gateway to the Clarion Temple of Oneness. And there's a garden pathway that goes through a field and some grass and water running, a stream, elementals and butterflies and all kinds of beautiful energies. As we see the walkway towards the temple, it's a silverish bluish type of building, and we walk up the steps where we're met by Archangel Michael's warriors, who actually protect the temple from anyone intruding that is not supposed to be here. And we see Amtias, our guide, and beautiful Fred of his higher self. And he's going to guide us all the way down into the amphitheater to the first row. There are many rows and rows of this amphitheater of many, many souls. Just take a deep breath and feel ourselves in that first row and finding your seat. I would like to invite all the souls that would like to be part of this temple to come into the overlooking booth with Archangel Michael. There is an individual through Facebook, I'm sorry, I do not remember her name, that lost her to a very dear friend. And anyone else that we know of. Or if you have any friends or family that you would like to include in the healing for this evening. And we will get started with the energies. To be part of the temple in this manner, as the energies are all shifting and changing, bringing in the allowance of our frequencies to be with each of you, especially now of the integrations that are happening upon the earth, within the earth, and within each of you. We just ask of you to just allow yourself to feel this essence that you are, even if you're not even aware of how to tap into it. Just allow the breath of the fluidness of the light to blend fully within your being in waves of light, waves of light. I am that I am. I am. I am. the Cosmic Great Social Son of the Divine Mother and the Divine Father God. Oh, what an occasion it is. Oh, it is a beautiful moment of our creation. So much is happening on the inner planes that you're not even aware of. But you're feeling it. You're feeling it in your frequencies. You're feeling it in your lifestyle. You're feeling it in your bodies. And you're feeling it in your sleep state. Let us take these moments to fully allow your reflection to be within the angelic presence that you are. Let's rise above all the humanness and the other physical bodies that you have had to go into that angelic presence of the principalities of the work that you have done that has brought you to this time of being able to fully allow the infiltration of the light to be within you of the highest frequency available. And let's take a moment to allow the essence of surrender to be your guide. Surrender to this unfoldment for the next few moments. Allow yourself to be expressed in the totality of your angelic being and not through your mind, not through your physical existence, not through your emotions. Just allow them to flow into you as it is what it should be. There is nothing else that is more important in these moments but to allow this reflection that you are. The activation that occurred on this new moon is now implanted within each of you, and it is up to you to decide what you will do with it. Most likely, it should be in elements of fluidness to come through to you, allowing the essences that you are to blend within you, because at this point, there cannot be any understanding. No one should try to understand what this process is about. It is mind-boggling to your human minds. As you're tapping into your higher mind, tap into your mindfulness of the heart essence of the angelic being that you have been. It is not a had, it is a have. You allow yourself to come into this state of being in this moment of creation to accept that you have created this moment in time in which all aspects of yourself can come into oneness, come into balance within your heart at first. And it's very important that you not try and to incorporate it all at once. And I know many of you want to feel it deeply. You want to allow those essences to flow within you so that you can forget about everything else that you've been dealing with on a human level. But that is not why it has been given to you to activate these frequencies. It is to help the earth. It is to help each of you and to the peoples around you to accept a higher level of existence. It will help to reflect the highest parts of your thought processes, of your mindfulness, of all the aspects that you receive in your deep meditations to be fully grounded within your physical creation. As you allow this to unfold within you, you will understand. Because this was only a beginning activation. It is one that has to flow within you. And each of you are individuals. So you will be experiencing these energies differently than some others. It all depends on how much you can surrender into this process. Are you able to fully feel the essences of your angelic self to flow within you? Are you able to take on the power that angel has had in other timelines? Are you able to allow yourself to have the humility to understand that this is a God-given, divine intervention upon the earth to assist individuals and Gaia's inhabitants to fully reflect on the multidimensional self that is necessary to allow it to come into full existence in waves of light, in waves of fluidness, in a way that you have not experienced previously. So there is no way that you can understand the process that you are going under, because each of you are incorporating it in a different way of being. Due to your timelines, due to your personality, due to your acceleration process and what you're allowing to be integrated within you, instead of just moving through receiving the consciousness and the ability to tap into higher consciousness, allow it to move into the parts of yourself that have not allowed it previously. So this evening, we bring to you the ability to fully integrate and ground this essence. But if as you are receiving each of these essences in small particles of what you can handle, that is how you're going to ground it. This is also assisting you in your foundation. The foundation has been spoken about before of what this month represents. We must have a good, strong structure in order to handle the elements that will be occurring. Because the more frequency that you bring into yourself through this process, the more you want to hold on to it. And if you cannot hold on to it, then your body will be afflicted and affected. So in this moment, we want you to understand that wherever you are in this process does not matter. It's just the fact that you are fully allowing it to be incorporated within your being. And you receive the levels of frequency that are necessary to help you in this process. And this is what we would like to share with you this evening. Fluid and movement of light, the angel that you are. Take a deep breath and allow this angelic presence that you are to fully be activated. It's in the same wave of your higher self, but your higher self is part of the angelic self. So if you allow your physical body to feel the integration of the multidimensionality that you are, then you'll be able to receive it more deeply. Mm-hmm. Illuminati. Breathe deeply and allow this frequency to blend within you. Receive the light, receive the love, receive the bliss and the joy and the ecstasy that is part of you. We of the Divine Mother and the Divine Father God are going to sign off in this moment, as no words can compare to what you have just received. In blessings and love, we are the Cosmic Great Central Sun of the Divine Mother and the Divine Father God, always embracing you, always. I am that I am, that I am, that I am, that I am. I am that I am, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am. Deep breath and just ground this. Let it go through your cellular structure, your brain waves, the physical part of you, through your muscles and tendons, blending it down from your higher chakras to your lower chakras to your limbs, your lower limbs, into your feet and into the Earth Star. And allow the Earth Star to spin into Gaia. Greetings, it is I, Archangel Michael. It is my divine pleasure. We thought about coming in unison of the Archangels, but we felt that we needed to share with each of you what all of this means to you, to us, to Gaia, to all elements of light upon this planet. We are ecstatically pleased with the transition that is occurring. Many were disappointed with 1221 and thought that there would be a more of an expansion within themselves of the light increasing upon this earth. Some wished for tragedies to occur. To fully see that the prophecies were true. And some were disappointed that they did not go to a new earth, although some did, in a way. It is quite interesting when you gather souls and souls in unison and what can occur. You have created this, each of you, you being angels upon this earth. You have created the ability to still walk the earth and not have the conditions of Lemuria and Atlantis to occur. Yes, it is a beautiful occurrence. It is a beautiful integration that is occurring into Gaia. But believe me, this is just our beginning. So we want you to acknowledge the power of what has happened for each of you within yourself. I know each of you has changed greatly through this process, and you're going to change even more greatly. It cannot be helped. The process that is occurring for the individual levels of creation, of allowing angelic aspects to be fully active within the physical body, is something that I don't think was ever comprehended through this process. And the ability to fully act upon by allowing it to be is the ability to be integrated within yourself. Awareness is a big key in your state of conditioning upon the earth at this time. And you will be needing to acknowledge different aspects of that conditioning occurring within you. Just as much as the light is acting upon this earth, the dark is asking for its releasement. Because the more that you acquire within yourself to create the light pockets to merge into each other, the more the dark will cease to exist. What happens when someone becomes trapped and they are in a place they do not like and are not comfortable with? They will react adversely against what is holding them. This is being acted upon in these moments. And we share with you not to scare you, but to make you aware of what you may be going through. I ask you to look deep within your heart and look at your feelings, your emotions, how you're feeling physically. Is there something that does not feel quite in alignment with the rest of you? And it may just be a fleeting moment. It may not stay with you very long. These are the pockets of aspects within yourself that are being released. So as these pockets of debris are being removed out of your newly integrated self, they must be taken care of in a way that they do not affect others. Individuals upon this planet are clearing and processing right now. They may not realize, because this activation is not individualized to those that are aware and can fully act upon it. It is for every living being upon this planet to receive this frequency of their angelic presence. What they do with it is their choice. Some of the aspects that are flying around the hemispheres of this earth are not pleasant at all. And some of you may be experiencing this also. So it is very important that you remember to process what is going on within you and put it fully into the light frequency of the 144th dimension, as there is no other way to fully clear, because they cannot exist the way they are in that level of creation. They will go to the source. And along the way, if they get lost and try to go into other levels of creation, there are those that are waiting for them to do what is necessary. So I say to you on this date, these energies have been fully activated within the earth at this time to fully assist in removing the debris and to assist each of you more deeply to getting through the process. Because the layers and layers that you have had to deal with in your present consciousness is but a minute little piece of what is really there. The power of you bringing in these elements into your consciousness is something that was never thought of. But it is because of the earth activating in this way and receiving, and each of you allowing yourself to be the conduit of light, that you will go deeper and deeper and deeper. Some may not understand this. The power of this planet moving into a fifth dimension is just the beginning. We now see that there is so much more, so many higher levels of existence, of existing just like Venus on the 10th. That was never thought of Gaia. Gaia would move into her ascension process, and parts of it would be disseminated and put into other areas. Some of that may still be so, as the process of her healing goes deeper and deeper. But the pockets of light that you are creating through this process of allowing your angelic presence to be fully activated within you is beyond the comprehension of oneness. If we take all of our consciousness in this moment and allow that to be the creative source of oneness, even that consciousness does not understand. This is how large what has occurred. So as the angelic presence that you are is now being fully embodied within you, you will receive it in layers as you can, just as you let go of layers as you can. So when you allow yourself to remove something from a timeline, then you bring more of that angelic presence within you. Which means that the angels that have worked with you are also going to be integrated within you on a physical basis, because there are aspects of angelic presences working within each other to assist in this process. If we were to tell you about this 10 years ago, you would have told us we were crazy, that that was not possible. How could one accept this frequency into your body? It is a group conscious effort. It is of Gaia's effort. It is of each of your efforts. It's each of our efforts. It's each of the spiritual hierarchy. It's each of the creative source of oneness to be fully activated within the acceptability of the light that we are as one. So yes, you will be going deeper into other levels, and you may not understand what these levels are, because that is your human mind trying to figure it out. So you must activate your angelic presence. You must activate your higher mind. You must activate all that you are and ever have been now. I don't mean to do it in this minute. I mean to allow the process to continually unfold within you, because what we are all going through in this moment is beyond the comprehension of any of us. But we are creating it together, and you are creating it even more deeply because of your angelic presence upon the earth. So if we take this knowledge in the bits and pieces of what you are experiencing personally in these moments, we hope it will help you to understand the process. Some are feeling it more deeply than others. Others are doing it more deeply for others. So this is your role, and you must accept it. There must not be judgment. There must not be any lower thoughts of why, when's it going to stop. You must allow it to unfold within you and just do whatever is necessary to clear it and to feel the higher essence come within you. Believe me, you will thank yourself as these months move forward. Because many will not receive these aspects that are coming to them. I stand with you as Archangel Michael, but I am a part of many of you. And that is why you are so aligned to hear my message. And I speak for the consciousness of all angelic principalities. I speak for the consciousness of the oneness and the unified whole command that represent the angelic forces. We are united. We are flowing in these energies. And it's not going to stop. And you will be challenged more deeply. But that is your pathway. When you came upon this earth, you knew that. You knew it would go deeper and deeper. But you forgot. You forgot that you saw that in your clauses of your contract. And at the time you said, oh yes, that is fine. As long as you help me. And we said, we will. So it is a celebration in this moment. It is a deep celebration to allow your essences of your angelic self to be fully within your physical body. Because think about what you're doing for Gaia. Think about what you're doing for your friends and your family and your foes. For everyone, for the leaders of this earth that do not understand, for the ones that are in darkness. Because this light together is unstoppable. No one can stop this frequency. And you must remember this when you have the moments when you feel that you have been attacked, or you feel lower energies, or you feel sick. Remember the angel that you are, and each of us surrounding you with that light. You are not alone. You've never been alone, but now that awareness is right within you in your physical consciousness. And this is the beauty of our life together. So let us help ground these aspects that you're feeling within you to help you through this process. And the more that we work together in this way, the more we push away the debris and the darkness that tries to stop of the programming that has been done for eons of time to be fully removed so that each of us can be free together. I, as Archangel Michael, will now bring forth this attunement to assist each of you to receive the next particles of your angelic presence and to allow that to come into you as the old elements that are representative of the part that you are receiving will be removed. It is like this. If you have been untrustworthy in your life and there's an aspect in there or a timeline, then you will receive the ability to be fully, outright honest in your integrity within yourself and understand the process. I use that as an example. It is not being particularly geared at anyone. But these are the aspects. If you have been insecure within yourself about who you are, you will receive the most powerful moment to access that frequency. If you have had a death wish, you will receive the frequencies to help you into the anti-aging process. If you have been insecure within yourself, you will receive your inner power of God's light. So let's do this now. I am Archangel Michael, and I bring forth this frequency of light to each individual listening to this aspect coming to them in this moment. Shall now be included in this frequency. The purity of everyone shall now be included in this frequency. The strength of everyone shall now be included in this frequency. I Allow this reflection that you are at this moment to be fully incorporated within your body. I am Archangel Michael, and I command the principalities of the angelic frequencies of all levels to fully incorporate within you in this moment. You are now acknowledging your essence as one of the power and the light and the love and the joy and the bliss that you are. Archangel Michael, but I speak in the consciousness of all the angelic principalities in this moment. Allow us now to take this light that you have received and allow it to blend out of you and send it to Gaia. Send it to all her inhabitants upon the earth for her to receive, for all of the friends and the family and the foes and the interaction of colleagues, of individual peoples everywhere, of all levels of creation and all parts around the globe. Let us now allow this frequency to come in through us, through the temple, through the eruption. Back into the temple, into each of your hearts, through your angelic wings, as now a new aspect has been opened up for you. I, as Archangel Michael, am so very pleased with each and every one of you and the effect this temple has had on society of human society, of galactic society, of angels, and society of souls. This temple truly represents the heart of each of us. Return and feel this frequency run through you and allow yourself to embrace and know that the processes that you are going through are great. There is great sacrifice in this work, in this pathway, as what you are giving to this earth and to humanity cannot be measured by anyone. And we walk with you through this process. The best of the best are standing in the forefront. Allow yourself to know that you are the best of the best. In my divine light that I am, as Archangel Michael, I fully allow my wings to embrace your wings, as we are wings within wings of each other. May the light of your wings always shine in the right direction, as I know that they will, in the light of the Christ that we are. I am of service to each of you. Take a deep breath. Look around the temple and see everyone's wings spread so that we are one huge wing within this temple. The light of the temple the circle the temple represents, the circumference of all of us together, in body, out of body, as the masters, as the angels, as the teachers of the intergalactics, the inner earth beings, in all frequencies of light of the 144th dimension, we are one. Thank you for being here with us. It's now time for us to return. So we're going to walk up the steps. You may feel energies from other angelic souls. Connect as you may. Feel the frequencies. As we go to the top of the steps, we're embraced by Yamtias. Everyone has their wings, Archangel Michael's warriors, and we walk down the steps to the garden pathway, back to the Rainbow Bridge. As we walk across the Rainbow Bridge, we know that each of us has been attuned to a higher level and released the aspect that did not let that level previously come within our being. Let us gather together in one more Kaaba vehicle of light, rainbows of light. We spin in a clockwise manner and we come down from the multidimensional level through the dimensional, breathing deeply, moving through the galactic, the solar, and then the planetary. We all split apart and go into our separate Merkabas, into your private location, where your body is located. Allow these frequencies to come down within you and around you. Ground them through your feet into your earth star. If you need to ground yourself, you can tap your knees or feel your hips, move your neck, your shoulders, your fingers, your toes. Connect with Gaia, with a cord of light, of the angels that we are. I am Christine Malarese, walking to our Krista with my Caden. Thank you for being on this journey with us.
Thank you, everyone.